From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama will be in Shanghai, the financial capital of China, for a few more hours before he heads to Beijing to talk about the prickly issues of trade and Tibet with Chinese leaders. Mr. Obama is holding a town hall-style meeting with young people in Shanghai. Chinese state-run internet sites have encouraged people to offer suggested questions for the president. Many have urged him to explain his plans, if any, to meet the Dalai Lama, the exiled Tibetan leader that Beijing views as a separatist. Earlier, Mr. Obama met with Russia's president as part of ongoing efforts to move Moscow toward a tougher stance on Iran's nuclear program. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
President Dmitry Medvedev said after the talks that Russia was not happy with the pace of the international discussions on Iran's nuclear program and said that other means could be used if the current approach did not bring results. Russia has consistently opposed further sanctions against Iran but has softened its position in recent months. President Obama said time was running out for the current strategy. Medvedev said Iran's nuclear program should be transparent and not be a concern for other countries. The two presidents also said that they still plan to have a new nuclear arms reduction treaty ready by the end of the year. The Cold War-era START agreement expires on December 5. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Police in Peshawar say a suicide car bomber attacked a police station in northwest Pakistan tonight, killing three people. Police opened fire on the vehicle as it came closer to a checkpoint near the station, but the driver was still able to detonate his explosives. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. is demanding better accountability from Afghanistan's leader and will scale back U.S. civilian aid to that country unless things change dramatically. Specifically, she says, President Hamid Karzai must demonstrate he's getting rid of corruption.
I've made it clear that we're not going to be providing any civilian aid to Afghanistan unless we have a certification that if it goes into the Afghan government in any form, that we're going to have ministries that we can hold accountable.
Clinton was on ABC's This Week. The White House has been encouraging Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett to enter the governor's race in Wisconsin. Chuck Hornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
Democratic incumbent Governor Jim Doyle announced this summer that he isn't running for re-election next year. Some other prominent Democrats have dropped out of or declined to enter the governor's race. So Doyle and the Obama White House have been urging Barrett to make a bid. Barrett says he's now convinced his family is comfortable with the decision to run and that White House pressure did not influence him.
Of course, I would welcome the participation and the support from the president or anyone from the White House. But really, the people who are going to make this decision are the voters in the state of Wisconsin, as they should, and those are the people that I will be appealing to.
Three Republicans are already in the Wisconsin governor's race, including Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker and former Congressman Mark Newman.
This is NPR. The Czech Republic is marking the 20th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution, which brought about the collapse of communism in what was then Czechoslovakia. Bruce Konvizer has more from the Czech capital, Prague.
Former Czech President Václav Havel is a central figure in the commemorations, just as he was 20 years ago during the revolutionary days. Havel was a dissident playwright during Czechoslovakia's communist era, which began in 1948. 41 years later, students began organizing large-scale protests against the government. They were soon joined by the country's small but determined group of dissidents, led by Havel. With the regime under siege, Havel successfully negotiated the communist departure from power, ushering in the current period of democracy. Among those joining Havel in celebrating are former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. She called Havel a hero. President Barack Obama sent a video message congratulating the Czechs, as did former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Konvizer in Prague.
Despite a skirmish at sea last week, North and South Korea are still cooperating when it comes to trade. A North Korean cargo ship carrying tons of silica arrived in a South Korean port Monday near Seoul. Last week's clash left one North Korean crew member dead, according to a South Korean naval officer. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn and Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois are trying to bolster support for a proposal to sell a maximum security state prison to the federal government to house Guantanamo Bay detainees and other inmates. Federal officials are due to inspect the Thompson Correctional Center on Monday. Both Quinn and Durbin say the possibility is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.